listen to this whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That was, like, almost immediate. I don't know what's happening. It's after the signal.
Jeez.
Well, look who answered the call.
Good to be back.
Hello, Gordon.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we talked,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Navy Field in.
3 weeks.
We had, it was really difficult to try to put the hard line in where Muser on the in the signal.
It's a jolt to the system.
It is.
That way.
It is. But
absolutely.
It's back. How was vacation?
It was, I don't know. I guess it was okay.
Did you wake up Monday the first week and think you had to come into the office?
Yes.
That is, you are remarkable.
I forgot to turn off my alarm. So I just got up and just kind of wandered around the apartment.
Started getting ready.
Stared at the walls.
You fed the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
That seems
just doing every other thing.
Tortoise, but yes.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, a tortoise is a turtle, so you're okay there.
Thank you.
But not all turtles are tortoises, but all
tortoises
are
turtles.
Yes.
Okay.
Dave.
In the difference?
Tortoises are land-based animals.
Dave.
They can't go in the water?
I don't think so. I don't think they really do.
How do they get themselves clean?
I mean, they'll
go
into
water.
Puddles. Yeah.
Sure, but not...
But they're not swimming. They're not aquatic animals.
Not like the river or something.
Do you put a fresh puddle out so your tortoise can get clean? Or do you bathe it by hand?
I bathe it by hand.
Put a little Joy in there so you can get some bubbles?
Don't put Joy in there, but
yes. Dawn, I'm sorry.
I just gave her a bath yesterday.
Do you put baby powder when you change her diaper? Change
doesn't wear diapers.
Why not?
Turtle
you
diaper.
Don't.
Yeah,
she doesn't.
Wasn't it always?
She's
odd?
A wild tortoise. She's not even mine. She's just this tortoise. That
but she's not going
lives.
Anywhere.
I know.
It's just side piece.
Tortoise.
It's,
she's just so cute. I have to take care of her, and she's my little friend. But yeah, yeah.
Tortoises have
feed her by hand.
A
she's so spoiled.
Foot.
Like what? Do you make
tortoise food?
You grill some snake?
No,
steak?
No. She's a vegetarian. Vegetarian. No, I buy tortoise food.
Is that her choice? Are you depriving her of, like, having the best
weird
steak dinner she's ever
meat.
Had?
They don't eat meat. They don't eat meat. They eat weeds.
Yeah, and lettuce and stuff like that. You never had a turtle?
No. I never wanted a turtle.
I had one when I was in sixth grade.
I never wanted one either, but she showed up in the outside the bunker, and I started noticing her out there and got to be friends with her.
Yeah, I think of
my, and I hold her captive
against her will. So every day she's preparing to leave. Like she has
does
the,
try to
she
escape.
She has the stick with the bandana with mm-hmm. all the stuff in it, and she's walking down the street. And you go, "Oh, look, Edna!" And you pick her back up and take her right back where she doesn't
yeah,
want to be.
It's a very weird deal. She was used to coming and going. Under the fence line of
she's
the user bunker.
She's been this thing for years, and you won't let her escape like Tim Robbins.
But then I got scared that she was going to get hurt out there because she was clearly a pet at one time. Hmm. Somebody's pet.
Do you think she waits until a thunderstorm and she has the little rock that she's
just going to smash to
she,
escape?
Just waiting
she
for
constantly
every sound.
Tries to find the a place to escape the fence line.
And but you always her catch her.
No, so I've slow. Just I've eliminated all the areas where she can get out.
So you're keeping her hostage?
Yes.
Okay.
But she has a large area to roam.
No, I understand.
It's within a fence line, but
oh,
still,
within a fence line.
Yeah.
Think about
are
you
that.
Sitting there with a shotgun if she just in case she take one step over the fence line and you're capping?
Now I had to
like
do
in life.
Many hours of work to make sure I had a dig barrier that was placed around the fence line where
what
she
other,
can't get out.
What other animals are you keeping captive?
Got four cats.
Four?
Yeah.
That's excessive.
Four cats.
What kind?
Domestic short hairs from adoption centers.
That's fun.
And I think that's it now.
Bunky.
Have you always been a cat guy?
No. Growing up, we had one outdoor cat when I was a kid, and that was in a house that we moved into that the cat already lived there.
So the previous owners didn't take their cat with them?
I think it was one of those deals where it was just a cat that they fed, so it became their outdoor cat, and they just said, well, it goes with the house.
So your cats now are outdoor cats, or you keep them only inside?
No, all the cats that I have now, this is when I was a kid, was that outdoor
okay.
cat, but all the cats now are indoor cats.
Are they declawed, or do you not believe in
no,
them?
No, that's
inhumane.
You don't declaw
right?
now.
That's what I was saying.
That was a thing when we were kids. People always declawed cats.
You got to let them have their claws.
Mm-hmm.
But why are they so mean?
Cats
why
are they
always
mean?
Swinging on other animals in themselves? They're always swinging.
Well, they aren't.
Yes, they are. Every video that I see, it's a cat swinging on another dog or a person.
No, no.
They're very kind animals.
Cats are awesome. I love cats.
I've never even
I've become
thought
more
about
of a cat person as I've gotten older. So it was my high school girlfriend. She had a cat that she really loved. And that was the first one I got to know in adulthood or teenage slash adulthood. And so started liking that cat and then just had other girlfriends.
Did you love her cat also?
Okay. I see where you're going with that. And I don't appreciate that.
We're talking about the animals. What are you talking about?
But cats are so great. The four that that I have, I love. I love these things.
Hmm.
All with different personalities.
Do they all use the same litter box, or do you have different ones?
You have to have multiple litter boxes.
Because they won't go in the same place?
No, they will.
They will?
But I think the rule is...
You have a door, so occupied.
You're supposed to have, I think, two litter boxes for every one cat.
Really?
I don't have that many.
Okay. Interesting. So when you got them... When you adopted them, were they adult cats or kittens?
Kittens. So one of them was an adult cat because I received that one through a death in the family. Thank you, Matt, for bringing that up.
Oh, you're welcome. It's nice to remember people.
What? And the other ones were kittens.
Wait, what?
But the ones that we had before that were all the ones that I found out in front of wherever I was living. So I've had... Two or three strays.
How did you train them not to
become indoor cats?
Like scratch your couch and do stuff like that.
Well, you have to provide scratching posts for
right,
them.
But do they know immediately to go over there and do that?
They use the scratching posts, but they still will scratch your couch. Yeah,
a scratching.
You just
kind
of have to give up on
having a couch.
Yeah, I mean, you just like okay, I love the animals more than I love the couch.
I have a lot of questions because. The wife has been talking about wanting to get a cat.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're great. You should get one.
Man, I have never owned one, and I don't think I ever will.
They're coded very female for some reason. Like, people think of, oh, cats are a girl pet.
Wonder why.
But they're like incredible apex hunters as well. I mean, they're amazing creatures.
Yeah, and you don't have to constantly have them with you. Like, they'll come and rub on your leg or you can pet them a bit, and then they just go about and do their own thing. My uncle has a couple
so
of
So you
cats,
never, ever get worried that they're gone for a couple of days? And does that normally
they're
happen?
Indoor cats.
Yeah, oh,
they
okay.
never
go
indoor
outside.
Cats.
So inside they never go outside?
No. Well, I did build a catio for them, so
a
they have
catio.
Yeah, that's a screened-in
cool.
porch.
Yeah,
that
that's awesome.
Catio.
They can go out there.
Can't believe you said that.
Do they shed? Is there hair all over the place?
You know, you do have to vacuum a lot. I don't notice hair all over the place, but I keep my place well vacuumed. I love vacuum cleaners, so.
Are they like typewriters to you?
They are.
How many do you have?
Vacuum cleaners are like typewriters to me.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Your love for a typewriter.
How many
write
vacuum
a paper
cleaners
on one?
Do I have? Okay.
Vacuuming is fun. I agree with you.
I think I probably have 6 vacuum cleaners.
Do you have a lot of carpet?
It's about half and half. I'd say my place is half and half.
Well, I don't have any carpet. The last 2 houses I've been in don't have carpet, and I miss carpet.
You miss it?
Yeah.
Oh, because you don't vacuum.
Yeah. You don't vacuum one, and also it's nice to, if you're going to lay on the floor, it's nicer to lay on carpet.
That's true.
Than it is to lay on hardwood.
Like, we were thinking about changing the flooring in our home, but my wife insists on carpet in the bedrooms.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
That's what I would
like. Carpet
in
the bedrooms is nice.
Yes. And you have hardwood in the living room and in the hallways and stuff is great. But
yeah.
Hardwood in the bedroom, I'm just not a fan.
It's not cozy.
You'd have to keep house shoes. I'm a house shoes family. My mom constantly just wore house shoes.
Yeah, I remember that. The older women in my family, they were always wearing those stupid house shoes that were like tufted, quilted, topped, soled things that just had the one... They're like sandals,
right.
Just the one strap that went over the front of the foot.
I have house shoes that I won't wear outside, but I do have another pair that if I need to run outside and get groceries out of the car or
the
check the mail, I have those also, the hard bottom ones.
Okay, do you have a bathrobe?
I do, but I don't normally wear it.
A robe.
I like to let this thing swing in the mornings to get dry.
Do you?
Did bathrobes used to be more of a deal?
I think so. My dad always had a robe.
Yeah.
And I don't think he does anymore. But growing up, he had a robe.
And I've been given several robes over the years.
Just like you were given a cat.
Yeah.
And I never end up wearing them.
They're too warm. I mean, they're really soft. They feel good on your skin.
Well, you can get
the lighter robe.
Yeah, the thinner ones.
But what am I going to do with that? Just wear it around?
I mean, once you, it is something about if you get out of the shower and you dry yourself off and you throw that on. I don't know what order you get prepared in the mornings, but if you do everything after the shower, if you dry yourself off and put that robe on and continue to prepare to get ready in the morning, there's something pretty, pretty chill about that. I like that.
Yeah, because I've done it on vacation. Then the times that I stayed at a nicer place that has the fluffy robes.
I know.
Yeah,
those are cool.
And you feel like a king when you just put that fluffy robe on and you're like, man, this is luxury.
But sometimes really you think about maybe having something on with that one because you just don't know how often they wash it.
I always wear underwear with the robe, though.
Well, I think robes are meant to be when you're ass out.
I don't think so.
Women still wear robes all the time. My wife
all the time?
Robe.
Really?
Yeah, she wears a robe most days when she gets out of the shower, I feel like.
I think women wear robes more than men.
Yes, I think so.
It's like more of a silky type robe, I think.
Yeah.
Not the type of robes we would wear.
What's the order of you? Do you shower last or first?
What?
Like, do you brush your
before
teeth?
Before her, after her?
No,
what
no,
do you
no.
Mean?
Do you brush your teeth, wash your face, and then shower?
Oh,
or do
first
you shower
order.
And then
you
face?
Gotta, you got
wash
to
wash your face, yes.
Why would you? You're going to shower and wash your face outside of
you
the
shower.
You
wash your face in the shower, don't you?
No.
You don't?
I do not.
That's interesting.
You don't wash your face when you're in the shower.
I don't.
You wash every other part of your body except your face.
Yep.
Do you wash your feet?
Yes.
But I wash white people don't wash their legs. Isn't that one of the...
I do.
Stereotypes against
it is. I feel like if I don't wash my legs, if you're just soaping up here, then your legs get all the stuff that runs down, and you need to wash them to make sure they're clean, too.
Well, no, you need to actually put cloth to them or soap to the legs, not just the rundown.
Yeah, they need friction.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I like to wash my face outside of the shower.
Interesting.
Because I do use a wash rag, and I don't want to wash certain parts of my body and my face with the same rag.
That makes sense. That'd be like ATM. So do you,
college?
What did you say? You said something there.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like with the money?
Machine.
Why would it be like the money?
Yeah.
Well, because if you do that and...
When
you go to an ATM, it's all dirty and stuff, and you get weirded out that other people have been putting their fingers on those buttons, so you need to get
slightly
a little clean cloth
himself.
To push the buttons. I can't.
But I'm a Sac fan.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like that.
I know.
I don't know that you should use a washcloth. It's a hot sports opinion
You're
here.
You're just never going to change my mind on that. I'm just not going to use bar in hand.
But here, do you use a clean washcloth every time?
No.
See, that's the problem. You're leaving a washcloth in there, even if you rinse it out.
Yeah, you rinse it out,
still,
you let it dry.
There's
just
still
like your
residual.
Bath towel.
No,
just
still,
like your bath towel, but when you start the shower, what do?
You should also not use a bath towel more than twice. I think two is the max that you should
really?
Use. Yeah.
I don't know about that. You're clean when you get out of the shower.
Yes, but you're wiping yourself down with it. That means that all of that dead skin is getting on that.
Your dead skin is delicious.
It's true.
Gross.
You ever shake your towel out a couple of times and you see that little layer on your tile?
It's so gross.
No, I don't.
It's all the skin, man.
It is.
You know what I'm talking about?
If you think about all the nasty stuff you do, you never do anything.
I would.
There's a little truth to that.
So
sure.
You just have to sometimes say, all right, you know what? You may accept the fact that it may not be the greatest, but if you go in your life and you don't smell like dead skin and ass, then maybe you're okay.
There is some truth to that because when you use a towel
train smoke.
And you dry off your butt, then you wonder the next day what
Bingo,
part of the towel.
Travis.
Right. See?
You what?
And
when you dry off your butt and then you put the towel back and your body's dry, the next day when you shower, you can't remember what part of the towel touched that stuff. And then you might wipe that on your face.
Donnie,
but
you got to start changing out that towel. No.
I don't know, man.
I feel
sometimes,
like I do a really good job of
I don't
cleaning
think
myself.
You do.
Oh, I do a wonderful job.
Like even inside.
And another tip from me is you should shower the night before. You don't shower it in the morning. You should shower the night before.
Yeah.
It's man, you can go back and forth with that.
I shower in the evenings.
That's what you're supposed to do. They say you will get better sleep because you're cleaning off all the allergens and pollen off your body.
Yeah, I think the better sleep is room temperature. I don't care if you. But, so just say you shower. Sleep?
What?
I don't understand your statement.
Well, shut up and I'll tell you.
Wow.
If you I don't care if you shower and then the room is not of the right temperature, you will still not get a good night's sleep.
Well, I'm not saying the choice is between showering at night and then turning up the thermostat.
You can be dirty as
and
whatever, and then
yes, but we're not talking about room temperature.
Have
right now.
A cold room, and you can get the best sleep in your life.
Think about getting into the bed.
Oh yeah,
clean. On those sheets every single night when you're unclean after the day.
Well, how dirty are you?
Throughout the day, I think you get pretty dirty. Have you guys been out and looked at your car recently?
Yeah.
And seen how you can have a completely clean car and then the fine dust that
appears? But I'm not outside like my car is.
Yes, you are.
And I'm not going 75 miles an hour.
Yes, you damn are. Hell are.
Or 85.
I've seen you.
I'm talking about just me and my life.
Mm. You walk your dog.
Do you use a detachable handheld sprayer? Or do you just have the fixed shower head?
I have a fixed shower head.
See, you're not getting as clean as you could be.
Please.
You can move it.
I'm like the Matrix. You don't have a bidet.
I'm like the Matrix in that thing.
There's so many problems with you, Donnie. You have so many problems that need fixing.
Nah. Have you ever smelled me in any way, form, or fashion that's rain?
No. Thank but you could be better.
Put up the signal.